Welcome to the Keep Texas Red Podcast, where we discuss the importance of true conservative values. Follow us on KeepTexasRed.org. And now, here's your host, campaign strategist and political commentator, Joseph Vargas.
So many contenders have decided to rise up and challenge the incumbents, and a lot of conservatives are doing this across the state. And our guest today is a proud mother of seven. She has served the state of Texas and her community for more than 33 years. She's originally from Venezuela. She fled as communism took hold and understands all too well what we are fighting for and against. She has worked for Don Zimmerman and Briscoe Cain, who are two conservative champions in the Texas House. She's also volunteered for numerous political campaigns, including her husband's election to the Texas Supreme Court. And most importantly, the reason she's on the Keep Texas Red podcast, she is running for Texas House District 19. So welcome to the podcast, Nubia Devine.
Joseph, thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Now, Nubia, a lot of conservatives across the state have taken it upon themselves to run for office. So what made you decide to run for House District 19?
Well, Joseph, I think, like so many, I'm extremely concerned about the state of the country. I think we're seeing signs that are truly very concerning. I was born in Colombia, raised in Venezuela, and I had the opportunity also to live in Cuba for 6 months. So not only did I get to see, to live in a country that was very successful, you know, people migrated from all over the world and were able to establish businesses and become very successful, but I also saw Cuba, the full-blown communism. Now, when I was in Venezuela, I really didn't see it coming because, you know, you live in such comfort that our money was higher than the dollar. We just didn't see it coming. But what was happening was that the Communist Party was chipping away at the foundation of the country, turning people against one another, social classes, and starting to repeal the lie until people believe it. So I go to Cuba and I spend some time there and I get to see really what communism looks like. I got to see the feel the oppression and how dilapidated the country is and the sadness. You can't go to church there because you are really seen as a traitor. And you know the it's so devastating to see that when eventually I heard Chavez saying that he wanted to turn Venezuela into the second Cuba. I mean, I literally could not believe it. It was just completely unbelievable to me. So, and now being in America after all these years, living really the American dream and then seeing all these signs is truly scary to me because it can happen. It can happen to any country. They have a long-term goal of destroying nations, capitalism, and anything that is good and noble. And America has been founded on all these noble ideas, this constitutional republic. It's just, it's an incredible document. So when I see what is happening now, it really has motivated me to say, I got to do what is in my power to not only speak about these issues, but to stand in the House and fight to continue to have America with those values and have an America not only for my children, but for my grandchildren and for many more generations.
Now, also, Nubia, your campaign slogan is Faith, Family, and Hill Country. Can you explain a little bit why you chose this slogan?
Well, precisely for that reason, Joseph. I know that it is foundational to what we believe. I always think, I didn't like history much growing up, unfortunately, and then coming to America and then learning about America and how it had been founded, it was the reality that the foundation was good because the founders understood the scriptures. They were taught how to read, knowing the scriptures. So when they came to put into place this constitutional republic, the principles were already ingrained in their minds and in their hearts. They are not creating a church. They are creating a government. And yet, they understood that they needed to have the creator as the guide. And under his blessing, they will create this incredible government. So all that has been founded in faith and God first, and the institution of family are the most important thing. So I am very honored to be able to do that because, you know, this is the only country in the world that has such an incredible foundation, and we need to remain a strong America. It's not only good for us, but it's good for the world.
Now, I can tell you already ahead of the game because you already understand that the United States is a constitutional republic. Most people, even that have lived here all their lives, think it's a democracy. And there's a big difference between a democracy and a constitutional republic. So moving on to the issues, you've run on several issues on your campaign, one of them being border security. Now, with your experience, I see a lot of people that come from, you know, Mexico and different countries in South America, but they come to America. And many times they vote Democrat because they bring their socialist mindset to America. I'm sure you've seen this. Why do you think this happens? And how did you prevent that from happening to you?
Well, I have to tell you that it is heartbreaking to me because especially I see so many people within the Latino community that have been really deceived. Again, it's the great deception. It's the idea that you repeat a lie until people believe in, and they have. And, you know, they don't really understand what the platform is about. I mean, everybody knows, I think, that Latinos have very conservative values. But unfortunately, when they get to America, and by the way, it is the culture that we're losing the fastest when it comes to values, because when they get to America, the Democrat Party reaches out to them before we do. So that's, of course, has hurt us tremendously, again, because they go and tell them, free this, free that, and free the next. And it's very difficult to be, you know, for them, it's a party of freebies. But then we come and say, well, if you don't work, you don't eat. So, of course, it's an easy thing to say. But however, our communities are people that are very hardworking. And one of the things I love about the Republican Party is that we stand for the sanctity of life and the dignity of work. So I really do believe that it's on us, on the Republican Party, to resolve the situation with immigration. We keep talking about how that is a federal issue, and it is. But I think we need to really take seriously from Texas. I think we need to lead that movement into immigration reform. But back to the border, I mean, yes, it is a human tragedy. The sex trafficking and the drugs, all of that is affecting our country. It is really devastating for all these families, because what happens is this present administration is really encouraging a human tragedy. When you open the border, you are really encouraging people to come through. I mean, who are willing to risk their lives and now the life of their children. It's just absurd. And not only that, but, you know, Latinos understand walls. They understand borders. And I can tell you that having been lived there, you know, we had to have, you know, walls around our home. And in many cases, bars on the windows. And it was meant to protect us from people on the outside, right? For people that could harm our family. And so there's no real offense. I talk to a lot of Latino communities and in churches with Latino pastors. I work with the Texas Pastors Council. And they really laugh about the whole idea that a wall could be racist. Because like, we're like, oh my goodness, how can anybody come up with that? But, you know, the left does. You know, they can make an inanimate object racist. And that tells you how they can, you know, manipulate and turn everything into a lie.
Now, you have a very unique experience, Nubia, being you saw the rise of communism in Venezuela. You saw it in Cuba. Yes. So from what you saw in those countries and what you're seeing happening here in Texas and seeing in the United States, should we be concerned?
Extremely concerned, Joseph. I never thought that I would be saying that here, frankly. But having lived through a time in Venezuela where I didn't see it coming, and now the signs are so clear here. I mean, there is no question about the fact that right now, the people who are in charge in Washington. You know, yes, we do have Biden at the, you know, as the front, but the reality is you have, you know, I don't think Obama ever left. He does not love America. I say that because his desire was to change America. And then you have people like Bernie Sanders who are open communist, and many others. There's a lot of young ones that have no devotion to America, to American values, to the foundation, to the Constitution. They all are willing and gladly will burn the house down in order to be in power. And unfortunately, what I think is very sad as well is to see the old guard of the Democrat that in order to hold to power, they're willing to espouse these crazy ideas. I mean, I tell people the fact that the Democrat Party has been taken over by the left is a sad thing for the Democrat Party, but it's a sad thing for America because we got two major parties. And now we have a party that no longer has the same goals toward this America. It used to be, right, two parties with they have maybe a different idea how to go about, you know, but benefiting the country. It was about America, America first. That's no longer the case. They want something that is totally different than what the founders intended. And it is devastating, in my opinion, for them, but it's also for the country because it's dividing the country more and more, turning people against one another, and we're seeing that more than ever. And it's not helping our country going in a healthy direction.
Now, some of your other campaign issues that you want to work on, if you go to the Texas House, they include improving election integrity, supporting parental rights, improving education, protecting children, and passing property tax reform and promote medical freedom. Why are these issues important to you for Texas?
Well, Joseph, one of the things I am so proud that actually those end up being most of them, even when I was putting my flyer together, you know, those really came to my mind as one of the most important. But also, it is actually the priorities of the Republican Party, which I think is remarkable, because when you think about the amount of people that you know, we get together every election to, you know, to come to these conventions and put this platform together and what we believe, we come down from 76 priorities to 15 to 8. And then we decide that election integrity is at the top, religious freedom, child and gender modification, which is really a horrendous thing about mutilating children. And then it goes down the line, abolition of abortion, constitutional carry, school choice, monument protection, and then ban taxpayer lobbying. You know, it shows the heart of the people who are involved in the party. That it could be, I mean, I you know, taxes, of course, an important thing, but yet these social issues become at the top. And I think it shows the heart of the American people, but also the heart of Texans, which we would care about, of course. Election integrity is essential because if we cannot trust the voting system, you know, we lose the country. I mean, it's totally essential that we are able to, in my opinion, I think one of the things we need to do is make ballot harvesting a second degree felony. I mean, we did pass some legislation, but it took, for a better word, it took the teeth out. And unfortunately, there is no penalties. If people already doesn't want to abide by the law, what if you take all the penalties away? And I think that's unfortunately what the negotiation that had to happen or that was done. And I don't think it's a good idea. We do need to get penalties back on that. And of course, supporting parental rights and this craziness. I cannot believe, Joseph, that in Texas, we actually are allowing little children as young as 8 years of age to be injected, to have puberty blockers, and then to go through mutilation of completely normal organs. That is insanity. There's people who are on the left that are so guided by their agendas that they don't care about children. They don't care about destroying them. And it's insanity. And we need to stand with everything we got because in Texas, we protect children. That kind of behavior from these crazy, crazy people has to be stopped. And they need to be made ashamed to do such a horrifying thing to children. So that is some of that. But we have, of course, a school choice. I am very much at one point in my life, you know, we have seven children. And at one point in our life, we had children homeschooling in private school and public school and college. So I remember thinking, wow, only in America can you have that many opportunities and choices to work with your children, your needs, or perhaps your financial decisions. I do believe a school choice is important because the money should follow the child. My only concern is that there's no strings attached to that money as it goes into private schools and homeschool, because we do not want any strings attached from the government. We don't want to give government any more power than they already have. If anything, we should be passing legislation to take power away rather than giving them more power.
You mentioned something very interesting, Nubia. You mentioned about how, you know, the state convention, you know, Republicans across the state, they meet and they talk and they set up the party's priorities.
Priorities.
And there's a lot of time. A lot of people spend a lot of money, a lot of, you know, traveling, their hotel expenses and their just their time. Yes. How do you feel about what you would go to Austin after all that time that Republicans spent working on the Republican priorities? And then you go to Austin, and let's say you win the election, Nubia, and they tell you, welcome to Austin, Nubia. But here in Austin, we don't believe in the legislative priorities for the Republican Party. We actually are okay with assigning Democrats to committee chairs. Here in Austin, we give in to Democrats. Here in Austin, we're going to be okay with children's sex being modified. And here in Austin, we're okay with lowering the penalty for illegal voting from a felony to misdemeanor. And then they'll threaten you and say, Nubia, if you try to promote or push your issues, we're going to keep you from being in any of those committees, and we're even going to primary you out in the next election. What's Nubia Devine going to respond to them?
Well, I absolutely know. This is where I draw the line in the sand, literally. I am not running to be part of the club, and that's probably part of why I am definitely not a... I am a grassroots candidate, so... it's not an establishment issue. I am not going to follow with the establishment. I think it would be outrageous that we have worked, like you just said, so hard to get these priorities and clearly say this is what we want. As I go around speaking in places, I tell people I don't have to figure out what I'm going to do next. The priorities are right here. They're already, people have spoken. So I have to fight for each one of those priorities because it is number one. One of the issues that I am concerned precisely because of the pressure is the lobbying money that is behind all this pressure, Joseph. Unfortunately, a lot of the legislation that we have clearly, our priorities that we have already clearly specified, do not go through because money, there's so much money that is given to campaigns. Without going too far, how can we still be mutilating children? Well, we know just as a few days ago in the news, that some of the high elected officials got monies that came from these clinics that are doing this gender modification, and they give them like $2.5 million or something to that effect. Well, the legislation never passed. So, I mean, it's outrageous to me that we put these people in office and they're supposed to be representing the values of the people. And then it is corporations or there is companies or is these people that can pay this kind of money that get away with that. That has to end. And, you know, one of our priorities is banning taxpayer lobbying, but it isn't the only lobbying. And lobbying is dangerous. And any one of my opponents in this race has a conflict of interest with this issue because, you know, you can't possibly be married to a registered lobbyist and then come to serve in office when he's saying that he has a special connection to the candidate to have influence. And then who is she going to listen to? Is she going to do whatever was best for the district or what provides for her family? So I think that is a huge issue. Money should not be determination. Unfortunately, this is one of the most difficult situations when we get into, you know, politics, that money talks. And unfortunately, the will of the people doesn't get heard. I work with Kyle Biederman. And, you know, I've worked with the two most conservative legislators in the House, Briscoe Cain and Kyle Biederman. And Kyle has filed 3 consecutive sessions legislation to protect the issues of water and density in my district because it's a big issue. We have so many people moving. And so this is a big issue. Well, guess what? Every single legislative session, the bills have been killed by builders and realtors. Every single time. The money. So again, the people's will doesn't get done or doesn't even get heard. And we have to go back and strengthen this legislation. I am excited, though, Joseph, about there's a freshman class. God, we are praying, of course, praying and working very hard that God will grant us victory. But if we are able to come as this, this freshman class, we're going to be able to, my prayer is that we lock arms. And we really come as a force to contend, that we don't just break apart and single, you know, because one person can have an impact, but imagine what we can do. There's a strength in numbers. So my prayer is that we're able to work together as the Republican as a Republican solid bloc, and we're able to push our agenda and really move the priorities, legislative priorities of the Republican Party.
Well, I'll tell you, Nubia, it is a breath of fresh air to hear that you are running because you actually want to stand up for the rights of Texans, that you want to stand up for the freedoms and rights of everybody in the state and not for any special interest. So your website is NubiaDivine.com, and Nubia is N-U-B, as in boy, I-A-D-E-V-I-N-E. And House District 19, where you're running, includes Blanco, Gillespie, Burnett, Kendall, and West Travis County. Early voting is going on right now, and it'll run through Friday, February the 25th, but Election Day will be Tuesday, March the 1st. So to conclude, tell voters why you're the best candidate for Texas House District 19.
Wow, Joseph, well, thank you so much. I believe that I'm the most qualified because of my life experience, Joseph. We learn much by living life. And I've raised a family and all the challenges that come with raising 7 children. But also, I have lived abroad. I've seen communism I've experienced it. I haven't seen it already from a book. I actually lived through it. I know what it is to live in a successful country and how to, and you can lose it as well with Venezuela. I also have had experience working in ministry, which, you know, I've worked with women in ministry. I work with the Texas Pastors Council. I work in city council as well, with one of the most conservative city councilmen. But even more so, I've worked with the 2 most conservative legislators in the House, Kyle Biederman and Bruce Cocaine. Kyle is endorsing me on this race. He trusts me. He knows that I stand on principle, and he knows that I am not going to waver by pressure. I don't, you know, I don't have any special interests. So I am committed to God, to honoring God with everything I do, to honoring God and my family, and standing for our country. I love America, Joseph. I love everything it represents. And I live the American dream now. And it is a way for me to say thank you and to fight and to speak up and to protect our country that we desperately need a strong America for us and for the world. So it would be an honor to represent this, all of the Hill Country. Our values here are all that. That's why it is faith, family, and Hill Country. It represents everything, the Hill Country, people, patriotism. And I believe I am the most mature and ready to do this. I'm in a new season of my life with my youngest headed to college in the spring. So I can dedicate myself to doing this work and meeting with people, having coffees with the representative, and just being really available and being a voice for my district and the House of Representatives.
Nubia, well, all the best to you on your campaign. I'm sure you'll be very busy campaigning these next couple of days here. And thank you for being on the Keep Texas Red podcast.
Well, Joseph, God bless you. Thank you so much for having me today.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Keep Texas Red podcast. Follow us on keeptexasred.org.